Well, this morning we will be looking at legal aid and peaceful conflict resolution, in which is our focus today. And we'll be looking at the effects, something that affects many families, especially our brothers and sisters returning home to start over in Raja. Now, a lot of people don't know where to go when they need legal help or how to solve disputes peacefully without going through long, stressful court processes. Now, and that lack of information is one of the biggest barriers to justice.
That's right. Now, this morning, we want to break it down in simple, practical ways. We're looking at the legal aid services available in Raja and also the role of alternative dispute resolution, those community-friendly solutions that help people settle issues without conflict. And to help us and Park and also understand how all this works, we're joined by someone who is right at the center of it, and that's Alice Bogere, a legal aid officer from Steward Women. Good morning, Alice. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today.
Good morning.
Right.
I'm so pleased to be hosted by Radio Miraya, and I'm looking forward for this fruitful discussion.
Okay. Right, yeah. And you're welcome to the breakfast show. So what legal aid services does Steward Women provide for especially vulnerable people and returnees to Raja?
Thank you so much. Steward Women, I will start with the services that are legal-based. It's a women-led organization that was established in 2009, mm-hmm. and our main offices are located in Juba, but we have a presence in other field locations. Mm. We are present in Raja, we are present in Warap, we are present in Nimule, in Magui, in Bor, Pibor, and Bentiu. So some of the legal aid services we offer legal representation to survivors of gender-based violence, but also survivors of CRSV, that is conflict-related sexual violence.
Right. Mm.
So our target beneficiaries are majorly women and girls.
Right. Mm.
So we offer legal representation and legal counseling.
Right.
So under legal counseling, where we explore approaches and also looking at the best approach we could actually use to advise survivors, because we look at the nature of the case, and if it is not a major case, we use alternative dispute resolution because we also understand the challenges that the current judicial system is facing, and that we have a lot of case backlog at times.
Yeah. Okay, and why is there a lack of awareness? Why is still that we have a lack of awareness as a major barrier to accessing justice?
Lack of awareness, I think I'll stick on the field location of Raja. We have created a lot of awareness through radio talk shows, through community dialogues, by engaging directly with the communities. But we understand that South Sudan is very big. Mm. At times, it's very hard to reach the entire communities of South Sudan, and you find that we are restricted in those specific areas that we are operating. Now, when you look at the radio talk show, Raja basically, the only radio that can reach Raja community is Radio Miraya, and that is why I reached out to your administration to permit
to have this
awareness,
right,
to create more awareness to the community of Raja, for them to be aware of the legal aid services available and who are the providers.
Right.
So Steward Women, we are present in Raja, and we have the legal aid clinic and the legal aid officer and paralegals present in the Raja office to offer these services.
Yeah. Right, just paint us a picture. You know, we just started the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. How is the situation like in Raja? How many cases probably do people come out for you to represent them? Like, just paint us that picture.
Actually, we have many cases, but as I clearly mentioned, that sometimes We have problems with the statutory courts. So our legal aid officers and the paralegals, most of the cases that they handle, they are through mediation and arbitration. And I must say that I do not have a clear number, but we have handled quite a number of cases in Raja, because this is a UNDP-funded project, and it is not the first project funded. We had a project before, so it is an extension for us to continue providing the free legal aid services to the vulnerable group of women and girls.
And you talked about alternative dispute resolution as well. Tell us about that in Raja.
Yeah, alternative dispute resolution, these are processes used to resolve conflict and disputes outside the formal court procedures, that is the court system. And so the most common forms of ADR, they are the mediation and arbitration. Yes.
So why is it effective in a community?
It is effective because we look at the current judicial system, and also considering that South Sudan does not have the specialized GBV court in all these administrative areas. So we have one specialized court, the GBV court in Juba, and so we find that sometimes these other courts do not have the capacity to handle GBV and CRSV cases. The mediators that we have in Raja, those are the legal aid officers, they already have specialized training in handling these cases, but also looking at the best interest of the women and girls by using the gender-sensitive approaches in resolving these matters. So it has proved to be the best, because we have had a lot of cases represented before the court, but survivors take time to realize actually justice that they deserve. So this is very fast, it is very quick, and it is also very cheap for us.
Right. So usually what kinds of disputes are very common in the cases you handle?
Yeah, we do not mediate all cases. There are those cases that are very grave. They go to the roots of the law that are clearly stipulated within the laws of South Sudan, but also in some of the international instruments that South Sudan has ratified too. So most of the cases that we refer to mediation and arbitration, they are minor cases. For instance, those related to land and property dispute, family conflict, minor business issues, communal issues, but not the grave cases. I mean, cases like rape, we cannot mediate over these kind of cases because these are considered to be serious crimes.
Thank you so much for coming through for us. Is it possible to speak in Arabic?
My Arabic is less.
Let's talk about the awareness. What steps is your organization or Steward Women taking to increase community awareness about available services?
Yeah, we have been creating a lot of awareness, and I must say that we are still committed to creating more awareness, because we cannot say that whatever that we've done is enough. And looking at our project locations and where we've operated, it is our pleasure if we could operate entirely in South Sudan, but because of donation constraints, we find ourselves not reaching out all the population of women and girls. But nevertheless, we shall continue to create more awareness through radio talk shows. For example, this very one that we have today, for the women and girls to be aware where to go in case they are confronted with issues of GBV, but also CRSV, and who are the service providers that are there to support them in the justice process. We shall do that also through the community dialogues by reaching out directly to the communities. And we have a series of discussion on human rights, looking at different topics, but also educating them on some of the procedures on how to report their cases. Yes.
Okay. And you're operating in Raja, and I'm just wondering if someone has someone wants legal help, and how can they reach to you?
Yes, we have our office contacts that we always avail to our communities. Even through any engagement that we have, we share our contacts for them to actually share with others, because there are those people that cannot even listen to radios. Mm. They are only there maybe if we have physical engagement. But also there are those women that are restricted from having community engagement. You know, we understand the patriarchal challenges that we face in South Sudan. Some men do not allow their women to go out. But our contacts, 09-2000-8537. So we endeavor always to share our contact for those survivors that cannot actually participate in some of these discussions, like the dialogue. They cannot listen to the radios to easily reach us in case of any challenges.
Can just try to break it down for us, for someone who does not maybe understand exactly, because when it comes to sometimes seeking legal support, some people think is affiliated to, of course, to getting. You need to spend a lot of money into that. So does your project, when it comes to any spending or any money that is required from the ordinary people?
Yes, during these conversations that we always have on radios and direct engagement, we clearly mention to participants, survivors, that our services are free. We go an extra mile even transporting them. There are those ones that cannot even offer, manage to actually transport themselves to reach the court premises or even the office premises. So our office vehicles are always there to support some of these survivors to access our offices, but also the courts.
Yes, and Alice, I would like to just take you a little bit behind about this alternative dispute resolution work. Just break it down for us, for those who are probably encountering it for the first time. How does it work bit to bit?
So alternative dispute resolution has types, but I'll basically, for the interest of time, speak about the commonly used by our office. We use the mediation and arbitration. So for the mediation, we involve a neutral third party that helps the disputing parties in communication, understanding each other, and to voluntarily reach a mutual acceptable agreement. So this person is not actually appointed by either party. It is just a neutral party. So we use our legal aid officers and the paralegals to do this work. They have already been trained on how to do the mediation processes. And so this mediation agreement actually is not binding to parties unless it has been put into a formal process. For instance, if we have a contract and both parties agree that.
Then how effective is it if it's not binding?
Pardon?
How effective is it?
The reason why it is not binding, it is because sometimes the other party may feel like this person is biased, and as such, the mediators, and the other thing, it is not the mediator to give the final conclusion. It is normally the parties to agree, and that is why it cannot be binding. Yes, unlike arbitration. For arbitration, the parties put it clearly to appoint an independent person,
however, of their choice.
Yes, of their choice. And this person actually has the powers to give any kind of, I may not call it judgment, but a settled position for two of them. And Normally, the decision of the arbitrator is binding to both parties.
Mm.
And so this all these decisions that are reached, either mediation or arbitration, regardless if the other party feels like it was the process was a little bit biased,
mm.
they can still appeal to right. the next level.
Right.
And normally, the next level is always the court. They go to police and start initiating
right.
the case.
And all this is free?
Yeah, this is free because we continue. We continue with the process. As our survivors, if they are not contented with the process or the other party is still pulling the ropes, we go ahead until they achieve justice.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. You've been listening to our conversation with Alice Bogere, a legal aid officer from Steward the Women, helping us understand the legal aid and alternative dispute resolution services available in Raja County. Remember, support is there for anyone who needs help resolving disputes peacefully. Many thanks indeed, Alice, for joining us here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for hosting me, but also special thanks to UNDP.
Mm-hmm.
They have continuously supported our survivors by providing us funds for us to do that work, and we hope the best for our community.
All right. Many thanks. You're listening to 101, where the nation's biggest conversation begins.